All right, Monday night, and we are live. Hope everybody's doing good. As always, be blessed in the mighty name of Jesus. Let me say it, everybody, in the chat real quick. Wait Away is on. Salty Gonads is on. Mr. Cool Dude is on. C. Densmore is on. Waterline 46 is on. Greg Ninemon is on. Guitar Glenn is on. Big Jim Go Blue is on. Leon Fish Puppy's on. Robin Aroni is on. Greg Ninemon is on. K4 VMS is on. Johnny F62 is on. Salty Gonads is on. Hans Lick Donovan is on. Maligator is on. Granite 2468 is on. Veronica 18201 is on. Let me see. Mike Griffith is on. Robin McGroin is on. Supergirl 21 is on. JGCK is on. Arcadia Angel is on. Scooter Magruder is on. Hugo Stiglitz is on. Let me see here. Scrolling down. Sheila K is on. Mobetta 01 is on. USA Abbey Girl is on. Let me see. Scrolling down. Let me see. Volvo 960 is on. Let me see. Charlie 340 is on. Scrolling down here, let me grab a couple more. Those Jesus People is on. Will Gilbert is on. Keeper 1376 is on. Uncle Wally is on. Volvo 960 is on. Let me grab one or two more here. A lot of you guys post so many, has got to scroll a million places to find it because of all the flags and dancing bananas. Thunderbolt 7641 is on. One more. Jim Brody is on. Daynow 59 is on. And one thing I'll say off of the pregame, I want to just find any video of Joe Biden dancing with the people as he gets off of Air Force One. I mean, there you have me. It just shows you all the things that the Democrats say about Trump and his allegedly that his he has a diminishing mental and physical capacity. How? Show me any evidence of it whatsoever. There is absolutely zero evidence of it. He's dancing with the people in Malaysia right now, the title of the show tonight. Although, just to be honest with you, I'm not going to talk that much about it. Just one thing, and that's the one slide off of Trump's Malaysia visit. But anyway, Trump is globetrotting, but it just shows you what great shape he's in. He does, I don't know how many interviews per day. He's always, if you pay any attention to the Twitter X, Trump is always doing basically countless interviews on Air Force One. So you're looking at he does somewhere between 1 in 20 interviews a day. I mean, it really is that many. And Joe Biden didn't do 1 in 20 interviews in his entire presidency. So it just shows you what great shape Donald Trump is in. All right, so let's get into this. Big Fish video. A lot of I'm starting off with a Trump section tonight, and we'll finally get to my vaccine section. We've got to get to the vaccine stuff. Lots of new stuff coming out about the vaccines. A lot of very damaging, horrific reports are coming out. Even more and more are coming out. It fades from the headlines with people like you and I, because most of us didn't get vaxxed. And if you did get vaxxed, simply pray that God would leech that out of your body in Jesus' name, and it will be gone. Because whatever you ask in his name, he will do, John 14:14. But anyway, just kind of jumping all over the place, but kind of in the Trump genre to start off with. Big Fish video. The woman who found the first J6 DC pipe bomb. So here's the thing. All of this stuff has to be litigated. I hope everybody realizes it. And because of the obstruction of people like Todd Blanche, and I hope not like Cash Patel, and I hope not like John Ratcliffe, and I hope not Pam Bondi. Here we are in Trump month 10, I think we're in, roughly 10. And not a whole lot has been done. Hillary Clinton has to be prosecuted for deleting 30,000 emails. You're like, Tom, let bygones be bygones. Let me ask you this. If we let bygones be bygones, will that help us not to be prosecuted in the future?
No.
Oh, there you go. Thank you, Aaron. I'm glad. I always love when Aaron's part of the show. And the thing is, sometimes he can't be because he's busy over there trying to save the show from various attacks. But anyway, whatever they may be. Now he doesn't tell me, which I'm glad. Just don't tell me. Yep. I don't want to know.
Just keep going.
If the views go down, the views go up, I just pretend like nothing's happening. That's what I have to do. But anyway, so if we don't figure out what is going on with the DC pipe bombs, which again, J6 itself has to be litigated. But as you'll hear Julie Kelly say in this video, if you actually litigate the pipe bomb story, it delegitimizes the entire Democratic Party narrative on J6, which must be delegitimized because it is not legitimate. If it's not legitimate and they use it as a political talking point, then we must delegitimize it. But Big Fish Video, the woman who found the first J6 pipe bomb, play for me.
But this individual walks with the bag, and then, so this is what they say. They say in the video, he's walking with the bag, he plants the bomb, and then he leaves, and he's carrying it differently or whatever. Mm-hmm. Where the hell is this video on the time frame of when Carlin Younger is finding the bomb? Like, would be very instructive to have alleyway footage around noon when the bomb was found. Where is that?
Well, apparently there is not footage from this specific alleyway that's available. However, we have captured surveillance video showing her, and some of this is in my piece. I'll be posting this on X as well. We have additional footage. But there's surveillance video from a security camera stationed right outside of the Capitol Hill Club, where you can see her exiting her apartment, walking in front of the Capitol Hill Club, and then going through that alley between the Capitol Hill Club and the RNC. So we have that. So that's how we were able to determine that, number one, she was not carrying a second load of laundry, which is what she told authorities on January 6th before she found the device. There is no indication, and we've looked at this surveillance video numerous times over years, that she ever encountered any suspicious looking woman that fits the description that she gave both times to the FBI, different versions of this woman. But at no time did she pass by any version of that woman. And it's also important to underscore, Benny, when she talks about this suspicious woman, she tries to make it sound like she was a J6 protester. She said she looked suspicious, but she also had the excited demeanor or excited air of other people who were planning to protest on January 6th. Raises another question. There's no indication that Carlin Younger saw any other protesters on January 6th. A lot of these streets, as you know, were shut down. Now, this is different than the DNC. You see a lot of people walking past the DNC, again, the alleged pipe bomb that had been set the night before. We're supposed to believe sat there for 17 hours before Capitol Police identified it at about 1:07 that afternoon. She never encountered any protesters. So how is she saying the excited air of a protester? But there's no indication any protesters were there whatsoever. So it is critical, Benny, for Congress and the FBI to identify the person who set these pipe bombs, whether it's at two different people at the RNC and DNC, the same person, whether it's still what they believe the night before. Because as my friend Darren Beatty has said over and over, once you find out what happened with the pipe bombs, if it was part of the January 6th operation, if it was a hoax, which we believe that it has, we believe for years, the entire January 6th narrative unravels from there.
So here's their key witness. This is their key witness for the FBI. Now, we have all of this in mind right now. Aaron, how are the flight logs doing?
Still not here.
Okay, good. Yeah. Okay, has anything been released from Jeffrey Epstein?
No.
Okay,
no.
Just checking.
No.
And we'll keep checking throughout the night because we also have a murder for hire plot against Pam Bondi. That's great. Where are the Epstein files?
Yeah.
So anyway, it's just all these obstacles continue to show up. But anyway, so Carla Younger, this is the woman who found the initial pipe bomb. I believe it's the DNC pipe bomb. So she finds the DC pipe bomb but not one aspect of her story, which is completely documented on videotape, is true. Hmm. I mean, that's kind of strange, isn't it? Why isn't she been completely debunked already? Why is it that the FBI is not all over this and releasing all of this information so that we can actually find out who the bombers are? Because the people who planted the pipe bombs are the FBI. It's either the FBI or a State Department CIA cutout. That's who it is. I mean, you saw on the video various pictures of this ridiculous pipe bomb to begin with that's supposed to go off 12 hours later, but it has a 60-minute egg timer set to 20 minutes. So we're supposed to believe that this was set 12 hours in advance by this person on this videotape. But anyway, so what's right and what's wrong? The person on the videotape, or is it the witness? They both can't be right. Because if it's the witness that is correct, which it can't be, that means, get this now, understand this. If the videotape, which again, it's very strange. Everybody remembers the cut and spliced videotape that was quote unquote released by the FBI, showing the person who allegedly planted the pipe bomb. Of course, they don't show him planting the pipe bomb.
Right.
Just like we're not allowed to see Tyler Robinson actually taking the shot on Charlie Kirk, just him evacuating the roof. Right then and there, it's over. I mean, can we all just agree that right at that moment, that if you're going to show me grainy footage of Tyler Robinson running off the roof, when there's obviously a camera and you can see where his initial station was, where he initially was sitting, right? And they don't show us him taking the shot. I mean, everybody realizes then it's over, right? I mean, that we are being scammed, absolutely freaking scammed. Why wouldn't they show us him taking the shot? But anyway, and there's no graphic reason or anything else because it's a long ways away. It's 200 yards away.
Yeah.
But anyway, so the pipe bomb, we're not allowed to see that. Then it comes out. Aaron, great. Thank you. Now, does anybody believe this is an actual bomb? I mean, this right here discredits the entire story that there was ever a pipe bomber. Why, when we own the FBI? Cash Patel's in charge of the FBI. Deputy directors are Andrew Bailey and Dan Bongino. Why is it that this entire story hasn't been exposed to the public as the bull crap it is?
Yeah.
Why? 10 months in? Come on. This is supposed to go off 12 hours after it's... Again, if you believe that this guy... And I don't mean to get overly wonky with this stuff, but if you watch this podcast, you know that's where we're going to go. First of all, if you believe this guy put it there, all right? It's the guy in the grainy footage, the cut and spliced video. If the FBI gets caught cutting and splicing evidentiary video, first of all, it's tampering with evidence, a felony crime. Second of all, can we believe one word they're saying then?
No.
All right, story's over then. They're liars. They're corruptocrats. They're crooked cops. Can we all just agree? Mm-hmm. All right, so it's over. Because they were cutting the video so that there was never a possibility of you being able to see him not placing the bomb or placing the bomb. They cut out that footage and it's right there. It's panned right on him. And it disappears from there, goes to another angle, and then comes back to him. But they could have left it on the angle that would have revealed him either leaving the bomb or not leaving the bomb.
Right.
Thank you, Aaron. I'm glad it makes sense. So anyway, so if he left the bomb, okay, it's just like the Tyler Robinson, Charlie Kirk assassination. None of it makes any sense whatsoever. He's on the roof. It takes you 5 minutes to take the gun apart. And he sprints off the roof 10 seconds after the shooting. And then he takes a gun that takes 5 minutes to take apart and takes it apart in about 2.5 seconds, takes it apart, sprints down the roof. You can see that he doesn't have a gun on him. Goes and reassembles the gun that he doesn't have on him in the woods with the scope on backwards.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we were all supposed to believe that. Okay. I mean, no wonder everybody put masks on because so many people are so freaking stupid. It's unbelievable. Simple belief with every word. But the prudent man looketh well to his going, Proverbs 14:15. You don't believe the crap people say, which I know I'm talking to a red pilled audience. But anyway, so if this guy left the bomb, Aaron, Brett, everybody watching, it makes no sense.
Right.
Because it has a timer. This is supposed to go off during the vote. You know, the vote to secure the elections, to legitimize the elections, right? So it's supposed to go off. That would be 12 hours from the moment that it was planted. You know, the vote to credential the election. But it's got a 60-second egg timer, and it's set to go off in 20 minutes. So it didn't go off, for one thing, because it was set to go off 20 minutes later. Plus, it makes no sense if it's supposed to go off 12 hours later that you have a one-hour egg timer set to 20 minutes. So this guy couldn't have set the bomb. Now, the woman who then finds the bomb, okay, she obviously didn't, well, I can want to say she didn't set the bomb, but it wouldn't make any sense for her to have found the bomb either, because then it was it was 12 hours later, and it was still set to 20 minutes to go off. It was still set to 20 minutes and ticking.
Clown world.
Okay, so it was set right before she found it or before she planted it.
Yeah.
And since her story doesn't make any sense, I think we need to possibly look at the possibility that she planted it herself. Because if he planted, please understand this, you have a ticking egg timer set to 20 minutes. It would have been at zero if the woman found it and it was set and didn't go off by this guy, but it was ticking at 20 minutes.
Yeah.
When she found it. Can we all, I mean, come on. This is what, I mean, this isn't even a good movie. This isn't even a good comedy. It's so stupid. And if you're a leftist and you're watching this right now, these are the people. Remember how it used to be Rage Against the Machine before they required vaccinations to get into their concerts? That's where you're really raging against the machine then. You're like, Tom, why do you have to say that every time? Because I can't resist it. I honestly can't. I love to expose people's galactic hierarchical hypocrisy. But anyway, so none of this makes any sense. You're a Democrat. You're watching this right now. You believe in these institutions? And you're like, well, you know, we know it's all a lie, but it's for the greater good. You don't get greater good out of lies. You just get more lies. So none of it makes any sense, not to mention Carly Unger. She said she was going back for her second load of laundry without a laundry basket. She's going to do a second load of laundry without a laundry basket. What's all of her laundry in her pockets? It's on video. It's on video, Aaron. It's on video, bro.
Oh, yeah.
It's on video. It's right there. Her entire journey. I mean, how stupid do these people think we are? What they expect us to be is not stupid, but quiet. No, screw all of you.
Yeah.
This is all lies. And why hasn't Cash Patel come out and said that it's all lies? Why does Julie Kelly have to do it? Where's Cash Patel coming out and saying, here's our evidentiary videos, and they're all freaking lies, and they absolutely contradict the witness's testimony. She says that she ran into this suspicious, quote, suspicious, excited J6 protester. Okay, on the video, how many excited J6 suspicious protesters did she run into? Let me add them all up for you. Zero. It's on the video. That whole area had nothing to do with J6 to begin with. It was the RNC, DNC headquarters had nothing to do with it. There was no protesters there. The entire area was cordoned off. There's no protesters anywhere on the video. As a matter of fact, she never even comes into contact with a woman. And they will use this person to put somebody in prison for the rest of their life for those J6 bombs. And all of the mindless robot morons on every J6 jury and every DC jury will sit there and nod their heads to what they know are abject lies. This has to be revealed. It has to be tried. Is Cash Patel the man to do it? I don't know. But here we go. I'm 10 months in. It's now listing heavily to know. Yeah. Water, the quote unquote iceberg that hit the Titanic has hit the Titanic. We are flooding with water on the Cash Patel administration and the FBI. Because this should all be released. Unless Trump's ordering him not to do it, then Trump's corrupt. But I don't believe that. All right, let's go to the next one. Where am I at? Sarah Rose video?
Benny Johnson video.
Benny Johnson video. Breaking FBI arrest in, I don't even want to do this story, but I'm going to do it. FBI makes arrest in murder for hire plot against Attorney General Pam Bondi. Play for me.
All right, breaking news, top of the new hour here. In another threat of political violence in America, the FBI making an arrest in a chilling murder for hire plot targeting Attorney General Pam Bondi. We are learning brand new details at this hour. Welcome back as America Reports heads into hour two. I'm Sandra Smith in New York.
Scary stuff, Sandra. I'm John Roberts in Washington. The 29-year-old Minnesota man is accused of putting out a $45,000 hit on the attorney general. It all started on TikTok when a post with the bounty started going viral before setting off a swift federal investigation.
And the suspect's rap sheet is long, and his online activity reveals ties to anarchist symbolism and anti-government literature.
Our justice correspondent David Spunt live here in Washington. What else are we learning, David, about the suspect?
Well, John, he is charged with threatening Attorney General Bondi in a TikTok post. According to authorities in this affidavit that we just saw a couple of hours ago, unsealed recently, he allegedly offered a $45,000 bounty. In the post, there's a photo, and this was on TikTok, a photo of the Attorney General with a sniper red dot, and it reads, Wanted Pam Bondi, reward $45,000, dead or alive, preferably dead. That's a quote. He is in custody. Additionally, his TikTok page had anarchist symbols, according to the affidavit filed. The affidavit reads, quote, additionally, the suspect user's TikTok page had a link to an anarchist FAQ book pinned to his page. According to open source research, as well as based on your affiant's training and experience, anarchism is a political philosophy that and movement that seeks to abolish all institutions that perpetuate authority, coercion, or hierarchy, primarily targeting the state and capitalism. Now, FBI agents John and Sandra from Detroit, Michigan, received a tip from someone who was on TikTok, noticed the post in their feed, then reported this post. The FBI worked with Google, Comcast, and TikTok to find this guy. Google helped with IP logins, IP locations. They also were able to find his email. Now, according to the affidavit, he has a multi-state criminal history, as you mentioned, including a 2022 felony stalking and domestic assault misdemeanor charge. We reached out to the Justice Department. So far, we're being told no comment.
All right, before I criticize any of this, I do want to say that if this guy did this, this 20-year-old put out this TikTok thing, again, it's a little vacuous because it's a TikTok.
Yeah.
But if you put out a TikTok with a scoped insight on the attorney general and saying wanted dead or alive, $45,000. Listen, I think, I believe the guy should have been arrested. Just so you know. But here's my problem. Where are the Epstein files?
Yeah.
Hey, man, we got to arrest this anarchist and all this stuff. I understand that, and it's a TikTok post. And I think he should be arrested. Again, just for the record, I believe he should be arrested wholeheartedly. But again, Here's where I try not to live, because it's not necessarily what I believe. It's what I believe are possibilities, just so you know, is that it's too easy to say deep state because it makes it sound organized. Really, how you ought to look at the world is almost like the NBA. And well, it's coming out even about the NFL too. But it is. I mean, there's a lot of these games are cooked. All right. Now here they are. Now is everybody involved in it? Like if you have an NBA game, is every ref in that game crooked? No. Do the crooked people always influence the outcome of the game? No, they just try to. See how that you need to always look at it that way. COVID was an attempt. If they had enough, they can get enough momentum. They can get enough people to jump on board. They can get enough people to collaborate and cooperate. Then it will work. But not everybody involved, even at the CDC or NIH, NIAID, they aren't all involved. They hope for simple-minded pawns, people that basically live their lives with a lobotomy, even though they don't actually have one. But, I mean, they depend on that. So these things they can be deep state attempts. Whether Bondi knows about it, it can be CIA, it can be NSA, doesn't mean they just project this onto this guy. Does anybody believe Tyler Robinson killed Charlie Kirk? Do you really believe it? It's just not even feasible that the 30-06 even did that shooting. It doesn't match at all that round or anything else. It makes no sense at all. Not to mention all the other logistical things, which I don't have time to get into. I do have a little Charlie Kirk section though on the assassination. But anyway, so could this be a deep state operation to distract from Epstein, to distract from prosecuting Democrats? I believe it's a possibility.
Yeah.
If you look into Watergate, it's all crap. It's all crap. It's absolute crap. Gulf of Tonkin, crap. Bay of Pigs, crap. Vietnam War, crap. Korean War, crap. World War I, crap. World War II, crap. It is all stirred up and ginned up by different deep state globalist players. It doesn't mean everybody's involved in it. It doesn't, because people are like, it's just too big of a conspiracy. No, you roll the snowball downhill. How many of you you grew up north? Not every snowball that you roll downhill actually becomes a giant ball. Sometimes they fizzle out. They just get the ball rolling like a color revolution. And they put specific people in places to try to get it going. Sometimes they make it, sometimes they don't. Sometimes they get World War II. Sometimes they get monkeypox. Remember that? Tried to put monkeypox on all of us? Remember that one? It didn't work. Then they changed it to mpox. Remember all that? They were already planning to shut down airports for monkeypox. That was coming. But everybody got in front of it, so the snowball didn't get big. But COVID worked, didn't it? COVID has ushered in the infrastructure for CBDC. And for social credit system. So they got that. They scored mega points with that. They gained a lot of ground towards leveraging us into a one world commerce system with a singular access point to all commerce controlled by them. All right, going on to the next story. Sarah Rose video. After Wall Street Journal sued for after the Wall Street Journal was sued for $10 billion by Donald Trump for spreading the fake Epstein birthday letter, their lawyers asked Trump lawyers to dismiss the suit. Play for me, PBD.
I love that happened as well. President Trump sues Wall Street Journal for releasing whatever that letter is that he's saying is not accurate for $10 billion. Wall Street Journal's lawyers come to the president just yesterday asking to please dismiss it. Trump goes to his lawyers and says, no, we're not settling.
Yeah, he shouldn't. It's slander.
Right. Go back and let's get to the bottom of this. So this is probably not a good look for Wall Street Journal. And this just shows that Trump is sitting there saying, hey, if you think this is real, so the market can look at this and say, President Trump's not worried about discovery. Holy shit. So maybe that's not real. This is not a good look for Wall Street Journal that they're coming wanting to.
So the Wall Street Journal posts a story. Everybody remembers posts the story of Trump sending a note to Epstein with a drawing on it. Can anybody ever even picture Donald Trump sitting at his desk doing a drawing? Okay, that didn't happen. And Donald Trump said, it's not my letter. Where did that letter come from? It came from the debunked Epstein files. That's the thing. And you're like, Tom, I thought you want the Epstein files released. I want the legitimate Epstein files released, which are mostly at the courthouses in the jurisdictions where Epstein was tried. And all of the depositions for those hearings, for those, for the lawsuits, for the trials and the criminal trials, all of those, that was what I want released. The Epstein files that exist at Langley, Virginia are crap. They're made up by John Brennan, James Clapper, Barack Obama, Joe Biden, and everybody else involved in it. So they're crap. And part of that crap that was made up, that's when Trump came out and said, the Epstein files are a hoax. The Epstein situation is a hoax. He was referring to the debunked, absolute bullcrap files that are on hand at the CIA in Langley, Virginia. They're all crap. They're just made up. That's how corrupt our country is, especially when Democrats are in power. They just simply make up the files. That's what he said. That's why he said, because he's looking at it. He's going, man, you're kidding me. The story about how Melania was a hooker and was introduced to me by Jeffrey Epstein is in there. The story that's in there that I slept with four underage girls that's been debunked that I've never met, that I've never seen, and the four eight underage girls don't even exist. That story is in there? Yes. That story is in there. So he's like, that's the entire thing's hoax. Those Epstein files, go ahead and release them. I would love to release them because we can pin that made up perjury on somebody. John Brennan, namely. So anyway, so that part of that debunked, corrupt file was this alleged letter somehow released from a secured skiff into the public to the Wall Street Journal. And I thought the Wall Street Journal was center right. Bull crap. They're hard left. They're hard left, just like Mitch McConnell's hard left, just like Lindsey Graham is hard left, just like most of the Republican Party is hard left, controlled Democratic Party opposition. That's who they are. Look how they vote. Look how we're $37 trillion in debt, no matter what party's in charge. Is it really 934 already? But anyway, so Trump says, okay, so Wall Street Journal posts it. I thought they were on our side. Not at all. Not remotely. New York Post isn't either. They're all acolytes for somebody that I don't have time to get into right now, for various people. But anyway, so Trump says, you know what? You're going to release this thing? Who verified to them that it was real? That's the essence of defamation. Because when you are a publisher, you have to make sure that everything that you platform, everything that you publish is actually true. You have to go find the sources. Did they do that? There's no way to substantiate the Trump letter to Epstein because it was written by a CIA op. Brennan probably wrote it himself. There's no way to substantiate that it's actually real. So Trump knows this. So he sues the Wall Street Journal for $10 billion. Now, here's a sure sign that you're going to win. Are you ready? When the Wall Street Journal begs Trump's attorneys for a meeting so that they will ask them, as a favor, would you please dismiss this case? You know you're going to win. And how many cases has Trump won so far? Every one of them. Remember George, what was he called? Slopidopoulos is what he calls him. Was that CNN or MSNBC? No, it's ABC. ABC had to puke up $16 million already.
Yep.
Because Trump gave all of it to charity. So now he's suing for $10 billion here. And he's suing 60 Minutes for billions also for the altered video of Kamala, give it to me, Aaron.
Kamala.
For the Kamala video that they altered in her favor. So here you have this. There's no way to substantiate this story. There's no way to credential this story. There's no way to legitimize the story because there's no nobody wrote the letter. Wall Street Journal knew that. They were trying to take a shot at Trump. Now they're being sued for $10 billion, begging Trump's attorney to drop the case. Trump didn't drop in squat. They said no, and Trump is not worried about discovery. Exactly. He's not worried. Why would he be worried about discovery? He didn't write the letter. This was made up and put in the file by the Biden slash Obama administration. Let's go to the next one. Donald J. Trump, True Social post. Aaron, get your computer ready. Just leaving Malaysia, a great and very vibrant country, signed major trade and rare earth deals. And yesterday, most importantly, signed the peace treaty between Thailand and Cambodia. Aaron,
yes.
Let's break this down. Let's find, first of
all right.
Find all the Biden or Obama major trade and rare earth deals that they ever accomplished in their 12 years in office.
All right, let's see what we got.
Go ahead.
Nothing.
Okay, good. Now let's go to the next one.
Yeah.
Find how many peace deals. Now, not drone strikes.
Right.
Don't want to mess that up because Obama got a Nobel Peace Prize for dropping drones on American citizens.
Right.
But anyway, how many peace treaties did Biden or Obama actually accomplish in their 12 years as president?
None.
Okay. I just want to make sure. If you're a Democrat, you're watching this, please fact check that. I would love for you to fact check that because now Trump has secured somewhere between $17 and $20 trillion worth of financial investment into our economy. And Biden secured absolutely none. As a matter of fact, he's not even net zero. He's net negative. All he did was take out of our economy. If all of this happens and we were to stop spending over the tax revenue, we would be able to pay off half of our deficits before Trump left office. That's how it is. And Trump is bringing this. And by the way, I'm not even counting tariff money. How much has come in on tariff money so far? Does anybody know? I do. $800 billion. Whoops. So again, listen, you're like, Tom, sometimes you're critical of Trump. No, I'm a truth teller, just like I am about Israel. I don't hate Israel. I'm just a truth teller about them. But I do hate Islam. I don't hate Islamic people, but I do hate Islam. See, I'm just going to tell you where I stand. So another great job by Trump. All right, let's move to vaccines. I do actually have some time to talk about them tonight. I should get through the vaccines. I got to try to get the vaccines. If I don't, I'm going to skip ahead to this one Charlie Kirk video I got to show you. Because it's odd behavior on the part of Pastor Rob McCoy and his son, Mickey. Mm. And by the way, let me just give everybody advice. If you're like in your 30s or even in your 20s, because I believe that Rob McCoy's son is in his 20s, you know, you ought to just change your name to something other than Mickey. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying. I mean, it's time to call yourself Mick or something else. But, you know, but anyway, I digress. All right, so let's get into vaccines. Peter A. McCullough tweet. I'm a huge fan of Peter McCullough. Breaking, some of this is COVID vax, some of it isn't. Just overall vaccines. 2.23 million person study. Aaron, would you say that's a large study?
That's very large.
Okay, large study.
Yeah.
Finds pneumococcal vaccines, pneumococcal pneumonia, increase the risk of pneumonia.
Hmm.
Does everybody see what's going on? Again, you can look at it really dark, or you can look at it like Aaron, dark with red sprinkles. So real dark is they're trying to kill everybody. Semi-dark is that they're trying to profit off of killing people or profit off of people getting sick because the pneumococcal vaccine increases your chances of getting the very illness that you're being vaccinated against. Now that sounds eerily familiar, does it not? Because it's exactly the same with the flu vaccine. It's exactly the same with the COVID vaccine. The vaccines given to nearly every U.S. child and senior were linked to higher pneumonia and death rates in one of the largest real-world studies ever conducted by Nicholas Holscher. I mean, folks, can we just stop taking vaccines? I'm just going to tell you something. The Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. Genesis 2:7. If God did it, we're never going to make it better. How's all the damming worked throughout the world? We dam rivers. It doesn't work at all.
Yeah.
You just leave it the way God did it. You know what you do is you don't bend God. You bend to God. God does not bend his knee to us. We bend our knee to him. You don't sit there and try to improve on God. When you're like, well, what about the horrible nature of people? That would be when people go, no, that's them giving into their sinful nature. That's the antithesis of God. People do horrible things, and sometimes you have to fight against it. But God's perfection is not to be trifled with. You don't ever need a vaccine for anything. Your immune system is better than every vaccine that's ever been created. And here's the thing. Vaccines don't do any good ever. Everything's being debunked because everything's a lie. I could go through my list again. World War I, World War II, Bay of Pigs, Gulf of Tonkin. I could go through the entire thing again if you'd like. But everything has now been debunked. Polio, the polio vaccine, the champion of all champions, their absolute mascot for vaccine advocacy is an absolute joke. And the only cause of polio going on in the world right now has been proven to be the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation polio vaccine. So here's another proof. So who's getting polio now? Those who are vaccinated against polio. So not only does it give you the disease you're being vaccinated against, a lot of these, the mRNAs, destroy your immune system so that you'll get diseases that you would never get because your immune system would have fought them off, but you have no immune system because now you have AIDS.
Yep.
That's all the truth, folks. I mean, come on. 35, 36 million excess deaths from the Society of Actuaries since the vaccine rollouts. Between 32 and 64 in the United States, the death rate is up 32%. Excess death rate is up 32%. I mean, come on, folks. All right, look at this one. Cheryl Atkinson video. As I reported in 2009, still true today, says Cheryl, the government's own best study proved the problem with flu shots. Play for me.
The CDC is taking a closer look at how best to protect seniors from the flu. The agency is holding a symposium about that and other issues this week. It all follows a series of studies that question the effectiveness of flu shots given to older people. Here's Cheryl Atkinson with our report.
Millions of seniors swear by their annual flu shots. After all, 90% of people killed by the flu are 65 or older.
That's perfect.
But CBS News has learned that behind the scenes, public health officials have come to a new and disturbing conclusion. Mass vaccinations of the elderly haven't done the job. Dr. Walter Orenstein was among the first to notice the problem when he headed up the Centers for Disease Control's National Immunization Program. He says it's now become a consensus among public health experts.
And what is absolutely clear is that there is still a substantial burden of deaths and hospitalizations out there that has not been prevented through the present strategy.
Here's what scientists have found. Over 20 years, the percentage of seniors getting flu shots increased sharply from 15% to 65%. It stands to reason that flu deaths among the elderly should have taken a dramatic dip, making an X graph like this. Instead, flu deaths among the elderly continue to climb. It was hard to believe, so researchers at the National Institutes of Health set out to do a study, adjusting for all kinds of factors that could be masking the true benefits of the shots. But no matter how they crunched the numbers, they got the same disappointing result. Flu shots have not reduced deaths among the elderly. It's not what health officials hoped to find. NIH wouldn't let us interview the study's lead author. So we went to Boston and found the only co-author not employed by NIH, Dr. Tom Reichert.
We realized that we had incendiary material.
Dr. Reichert says they thought their study would prove vaccinations had helped.
We were trying to do something mainstream, that's for sure.
Were you surprised?
Astonished.
Did you check the data a couple of times to make sure?
Well, even more than that, we've looked at other countries now, and the same is true.
That study, soon to be published, finds the same poor results in Australia, France, Canada, and the UK. And other new research stokes the idea that decades of promoting flu shots in seniors and the billions spent haven't had the desired result. The current head of National Immunizations confirms CDC is now looking at new strategies, but stopped short of calling the present policy a failure.
There's an active dialogue into how we can do better to prevent influenza and its complications in the elderly.
So what's an older person to do? The CDC says they should still get their flu shots, that it could make flu less severe or prevent other problems not reflected in the total numbers. But watch for CDC to likely shift in the near future more toward protecting the elderly in a roundabout way by vaccinating more children and others around them who could give them the flu.
Cheryl Atkinson, CBS News, Washington.
So the great news is, folks, and too, that was that set, by the way, that was on CBS News. You were actually allowed to speak about vaccines in a negative way. Nobody got banned for forever. That was 2006. This was 19 years ago. I mean, imagine this. I mean, you could sit there and say negative things about vaccines and not be banned for life off of whatever media platform you're on CBS News. See, but the good news is, right, and we all can rejoice in this great news, is that we found out in 2006 that the flu vaccines were causing more people to die of the flu. And I mean, I know we're talking about the older age cohort here, but you know that if it's the older age cohort, it's the same everywhere else because people are people. You're like, no, they're older. No, it just would be a lesser percentage as you got younger because you'd have a higher chance of survival. Because they were saying there that basically most people that die of the flu are the elderly. Now, think about the perfect camouflage in all of this, the absolute black pill perspective. But again, well, let me get to the good news first. So good news is we found out, right, 2006, that the flu vaccine was causing more people to die of the flu. What a great vaccine. So luckily, we stopped pushing the flu vaccines. What? No. They get pushed harder and harder every year. And that's after the NIH knows about this study, who they refuse to let any cohort in the study talk to CBS News. That's kind of odd, isn't it? That's always a sure sign. All the idiots that took the COVID vaccination, didn't you think it was a little odd that Pfizer was trying to keep their vaccine developmental data suppressed for 75 years? Doesn't it make you a little hesitant to take that clear liquid being shot into your body? I'm just curious. But anyway, I digress.
Yeah.
So it didn't stop. They pimp and whore these vaccines every year to everybody. And they're actually increasing your odds of getting the flu. And they were causing more people to die of the flu because they caught the flu. You know why they caught the flu? Because they were injecting them with the flu. I mean, it's truly unreal. I don't understand people ever. And you think about it, here's the perfect camp. We can make your pharmaceutical company. I mean, everybody realized that Pfizer has received criminal multi-billion dollar convictions for fraudulently whoring their vaccines. Everybody realizes that, right? And then Republicans line up to take it. Conservatives line up to take it. And worst of all, Christians line up to take their vaccines. Unbelievable to me when you know they have a criminal record of fraud about their vaccinations. I don't get people. I don't understand it. I really, well, maybe I should understand. That's why I guess people will just sleep with anybody. I guess I'm just going to trust. I'm just going to sleep in the dark. Who knows what's actually on their sexual apparatus?
Ugh.
It's dark, so it doesn't matter.
Well, if I can't see
it,
it's not there.
If I can't see it, it can't hurt me.
It's not there.
It's dark. I'll just turn off the lights. I got a smell there, a little crust, whatever it may be. Well, you know, it doesn't matter. It's dark. And this is what everybody does with the pharmaceutical companies. They're sleeping with a herpes-filled whore off the street. But as long as you can't see it, it really doesn't matter.
True. Yeah, that's
this. Let her in right off the street. There she is. Not only off the street, but right out of the, you know, she comes right out of the back of somebody else's car.
Oh.
No, jump right in my car. Don't clean up nothing. Just hop into bed. That's what people do. I mean, I'm like, you're out of your freaking minds, all you take these freaking vaccinations. You've lost your mind. You're literally taking vaccinations from criminals, from pro-abortion criminals who get caught over and over and over again. Bill Gates can't even enter the country of India because he paralyzed 496,000 kids there. That's not disputed. And then they found sterilizing agents in his polio vaccination, which they had to admit at the WHO on their freaking website. And everybody lines up to take their vaccinations. And then it gets hoarded from the pulpits of evangelical churches. I just want to thank God for this vaccination. Why don't you just thank the devil? Unbelievable with me. And then this evidence comes out that absolutely proves that not only do they not work, they actually increase your odds of dying of the disease that you're getting vaccinated against and dying of all other diseases because you've grievously injured your immune system. All right, Mary Talley Bowen video. Pfizer used the least sensitive method. Well, that's a shock. to study biodistribution of the COVID shots, then edited the data they found. Aaron, what does edited mean? Tampered?
Yeah. Yep.
With the evidence that they found. Play it for me.
You appear to have used the least sensitive method available, that being whole body imaging using a VIM camera, rather than the most sensitive method, which is individual tissue dissection, lysis, and counting an illuminometer. Am I incorrect in that? And furthermore, the data that were submitted to the FDA were edited. They were edited relative to data that was submitted to other agencies. The actual images were edited. Can you comment on that, please?
So Pfizer does not have a further comment other than we did work in close consultation with the FDA on all of our biodistribution studies that were approved for our licensed product.
Fascinating.
We had Dr. Robert Malone on this podcast, one of the absolute heroes during the pandemic. But anyway, so they used the least sensitive method to study the biodistribution. In other words, how does the COVID shot proliferate throughout your body? They did the least sensitive imagery. Why would that be? So they could lie to everybody, which they then did with their edited data. Then they could lie to everybody and said, oh, it stays in the arm. It doesn't go to your heart, to your liver, to your kidneys, to your sexual reproduction organs. Nothing. They could say that because they used the least sensitive method. Oh, we can't see it. And then when it did actually showed up, they edited the data that they found. And then, well, how did they answer the question? We have no further comment. And all the people, you're like, Tom, why do you pick on churches? Because the churches should know better. And judgment begins at the house of God. All the churches right here in Sarasota County, Florida, were whoring the vaccines from their pulpits as they were shut down, wearing their mask and dutifully standing 6 feet apart and rubbing down counters for an airborne virus. I mean, I'm just wanting to ask anybody watching right now, were any of you stupid enough to squirt off your UPS packages for an airborne virus? How stupid can you be? I shouldn't open these Pandora boxes on COVID. I don't know. It just unleashes something on the inside of me.
Yeah.
This inner rage that I have. Listen, I understand making mistakes. I really do. But I don't understand living in abject stupidity for all of 2020, all of 2021, all of 2022, and part of 2023. I will never get it. And to this day, people driving down the road with a mask on. I will never get it. I don't understand it. Talk about study to show yourself approved. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Read the Bible, 2 Timothy 2:15, Hosea 4:6. Children's Health Defense video. Aaron Siri just blew the lid off the biggest vaccine lie ever. Play for me.
The claim that childhood vaccines haven't been tested against placebos is demonstrably false. Our findings directly refute false claims about vaccine testing. We documented 661 trials using inert placebo controls with saline, sterile water, or other biologically inactive substances.
He's saying there are 661 inert controlled trials to support the safety of the routine injected childhood vaccines. But when you actually drill down into those 661 trials, let me give you the breakdown of them, okay? 567 of these trials were not a routine injected vaccine for a disease on the CDC's childhood schedule. They were for HIV vaccines or other vaccines. So totally irrelevant to the safety of routine injected childhood vaccines. The remaining 94 studies, 70 of them did not involve healthy children. For example, trials of HIV positive adults. Again, completely irrelevant to the safety of childhood vaccines. Of the remaining 24, 21 did not involve a U.S. licensed vaccine, or was not a vaccine used as a control to license a currently used U.S. licensed vaccine. For example, a Chinese flu shot, stuff like that. That leaves us with three studies that were claimed to have an inert control that were relied upon to license a routine injected childhood vaccine out of this entire list. Okay, let me walk through those three. One was a trial for the chickenpox vaccine, the varicella vaccine. Now, that trial had, it was only a few hundred people, so it was underpowered anyway. But Dr. Scott says it's got an inert control, but actually it was an injection of neomycin, an antibiotic. That's not inert.
No.
And neomycin used topically can cause issues, let alone injected. The second one was Gardasil 4 trial, which had thousands and thousands of girls and women in the control group. Almost all of them got an aluminum adjuvant injection. And then there were a few hundred, only a few hundred, that were labeled as a inert control, but they weren't. They got everything that's in the vial except for the antigens in the alum, which included L-histidine, sorbate 80, sodium borate, yeast protein, not inert. And then the third one was a Gardasil 9 trial, which finally, by the way, did have a saline injection, just a few hundred. There were thousands and thousands of girls, women in that trial. They all got an injection of aluminum adjuvant, which I don't even know it's ethical to inject somebody with something that's neuro and cytotoxic, but leaving that aside, the few hundred that got the placebo, but they only got it if they first got three doses of Gardasil 4. So again, not an actual inert control group. The result is there's zero trials, zero, which were relied upon in this list of 60-61 to license a routine injected vaccine on the CDC schedule that included a placebo, as well as zero trials of a vaccine used as a control to license a routine injected vaccine on the CDC schedule. I mean, this list supports the opposite of what it pretends to do.
So there you go. Now you look at it. You have the alleged expert saying, "Oh no, we do double-blind placebo trials." Again, just to throw this out. I know it gets really wonky when you're talking to Aaron Siri, when you're listening to Aaron Siri. If you actually slow down right at point by point, it's very understandable. But we don't have time to do all to go point by point. I'm going to give you a couple of the points. But a double-blind placebo trial is very, very simple. And understand some of the stuff we're talking about. You know, they got Gardasil, but they had an injection along with it. What they mean by that is that they're giving them the alleged medication, but they're giving them also an injection to prevent the harmful side effects of that medication. So it's not inert. It's not by itself. Does that make sense, Aaron?
Yeah.
All right. So to understand, not one of the 661 advocated by the CDC of double-blind placebo trials were ever done. This is bold-faced, perjurious lies. That person should be prosecuted. I had his name at one point. But anyway, so out of the 661 trials, 567 of those alleged vaccinations weren't even on the childhood schedule. The entire conversation is, were all the childhood vaccinations actually done through double-blind placebo-controlled trials? Where? Jake Scott. Thank you, Aaron. That's the guy. Jake Scott. He actually ends up almost crying during this testimony. He gets annihilated because he's just lying. And not only is he lying, he's a stupid human being. I guarantee you, he may not even be lying. He was just told to read it. He's a stupid person who goes up and testifies that he's an expert and doesn't understand one thing. It's just like when they came out and they were actually asked, Pfizer was asked, the experts were asked, tell us how Pfizer lessens your risk of COVID-19. Oh, we don't know. That's what they said. We don't know. It just shows, here's the results that we have. But we don't know. We don't know biochemically how it does it. Shouldn't you know biochemically how it does it? If you're going to espouse the virtue of a vaccination. But again, I digress. But anyway, so 661 of these are the childhood vaccination schedules. And all the trials that they have to get, oh, don't worry, we did 661 trials. No, 567 of them had nothing to do with the childhood vaccination schedule. Why are you adding 567 into your 661 that had nothing to do with the childhood vaccination schedule when you are called to testify about the childhood vaccination schedule? Thank you. Aaron says 85%. Out of the remaining 94, 70 also didn't apply. And then 21 out of the remaining 24 weren't United States vaccinations. So there was three studies that remotely sort of connect to a trial, but the problem is they gave everybody the prophylactics. So they weren't double-blind placebo control. Double-blind placebo control is one person gets the vaccination, the other person gets a saline solution vaccination, but it doesn't know it. They both believe they're vaccinated. That makes sense, right?
Yeah, yep.
That's it.
Totally.
None of this was ever done with any childhood vaccination. So if you're sitting there going, oh, I'm so proud of myself. I'm so full of virtue because I vaccinated my kids. Understand that what you're vaccinating your children with have never been tried. There is nothing to say whether they are safe or not. I wonder why autism is up now. Remember, it used to be 1 in 10,000. Now it's 1 in 34. I wonder why that is, because it's never been tried. There's no double-blind placebo trial where we actually can see how it affects people. And by the way, you know what you should do? Never vax your freaking kids and never vax yourself, because God's way is better.
Yep.
Yahweh's better than Anthony Fauci or the CDC, FDA, NIH, NIAID, or anybody else you want to name. Anyway, you may end up like this if you end up with COVID-19 vaccination, which I'm not saying this guy has the COVID-19 vaccination, but these are popping up all over the place. NRM84 video, giant clot. This guy goes in for dialysis, and this is what they pull out of his body. Play for me.
Tony's first EBU luck, we pulled out a pretty sizable blood clot. We're stretching out to like almost a foot. And by the way,
over a foot.
Yep. That's coming through his outflow vein.
Correct.
So it didn't clot up in the line because we use heparinized saline, and Tony saw itself. It came out of your outflow. So that came out of the needle, the catheter in the outflow vein. So that's probably some of the spike protein, you know, the gel-like clots. And morticians, they're pulling out these dried clots in people. You know, they call them calamari clots, so that's probably drying to do that, so.
Oh, man.
It's good we got that stuff out, huh?
Yeah, thank you.
All right.
And there was idiots that were commenting on the, oh, this happens all the time. Why is that? I've never seen it in my life till 21.
Yeah.
It's weird, isn't it? They pull out these white calamari clots. I guarantee you got water on that thing, it turns white. I'll bet you right now it's white. And people just line up to take these ridiculous shots. Chief Nerd video, Aaron Siri. We FOIA'd the FDA with a simple request. Play it for me.
Clinical trials are what we rely upon to find whether a product is safe and effective. And once there's a clinical trial, that's what the FDA would rely upon to then license it for that particular use.
Mm-hmm.
So to have a vaccine license for pregnant women, you'd need to have a clinical trial with pregnant women. You'd want to know.
Right.
Whether it's safe and effective before promoting it to that demographic.
One would think. I mean, I'm sure that's what every pregnant woman's assuming when they see a poster that says the CDC says, get your flu shot to protect your baby. They're assuming that's been well tested.
So as you said, we FOIA'd the FDA.
Yep.
Simple request. Please provide all the clinical trials relied upon to license the flu shot for pregnant women.
Right.
I distinctly remember the phone call with the representative from the FDA, got on the phone with me and tried to say, you know, we'll just give you all the clinical trials that were used to license the flu shot. And I said, I said, thank you very much. But my client, is not requesting all the clinical trials, just those relied upon to license the flu shot for pregnant women.
Right.
That's it. And it was a lot of hemming and hawing. Weeks, months passed, never got anything. So we decided, okay, time to go to court. We went to federal court, we sued them, and they finally admitted, that's right, we don't have any clinical trials. Because you know what? It's never been licensed for pregnant women. That's why, as you just pointed out, Del, when you see a flyer promoting a flu shot for pregnant women, does it say the company's name on it? No. Why? Because that's an off-label use. It's not a licensed use. If a pharmaceutical company promoted a flu shot for pregnant women, that would be illegal.
Really?
Yes, because it's not an approved use by the FDA. Hence, it's an off-label use. Hence, if a pharmaceutical company were to do that, they would be violating federal law. So who does all the promoting for flu shot for pregnant women?
CDC.
Exactly.
And of course, we saw during, and by the way, there's no difference. There's no clinical trial for the COVID shot for pregnant women that was pimped and whored to us by Rochelle Walensky and her predecessor at the CDC and by Joe Biden and by Kamala Harris and by many, many Democrats. There's not one clinical trial that shows that it is safe or effective. And we know it's the opposite of both of those words. So you have Aaron Siri, just simply, we FOIA'd the FDA. Freedom of Information Act request the FDA with a simple request. Provide all clinical trials relied upon to license the flu shot. There are none for any vaccine, just so everybody knows. I'll just cut to the chase. There are none. They don't do clinical trials for vaccinations. They just simply throw them out. And because of Ronald Reagan, which was incredibly stupid on his part, granting them indemnity that they cannot be sued for liability from the harm from their vaccinations. But you can get around that because you can if you can prove that they were fraudulent. But anyway, so Aaron Seary foiled the FDA with a simple request, provide all clinical trials, relied upon to license the flu shot for pregnant women. That's a simple request, is it not, Aaron?
Yep, simple. Right.
Well, so they did. And what did they say? You know what? We'll give you all the clinical trials to license the flu shot. Is that what he asked for? It's literally like talking to Democrats at these street protests. Explain to us how Donald Trump is a racist. They just freeze. Explain to us the crimes that he committed. Explain to us how he's a Nazi. Explain to us how he's a threat to American democracy. Explain to us how he's a threat to the Constitution. Explain one constitutional violation. They can't name one thing. So, of course, then they obfuscate and they go general. We'll give you all the clinical trials. By the way, there are none of those either. You're like, Tom, it can't be this bad. It is this bad. It is this bad. We'll give you all the clinical trials to license all the flu shots. And Aaron Seary goes, that's not what I'm asking for. I'm asking, once again, quote, provide all clinical trials relied upon to license the flu shot for pregnant women. And then they just heard nothing back. So then they sued them. And then at trial, they had to admit, we have none. So all these women are getting vaccinated against the flu and are being told that they're safe and effective and they have been clinically tried. They have gone through the proper trials. No, not one. Not one. Not one of them has, and it's very simple. Because, and then you have the proof via big pharma ads. Pharma can't say that this is safe and effective for the flu for a pregnant woman because it's actually clinically classified as an off-label use, so they cannot make that claim. That's against the law. See, where people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. People go get their wives. Oh, no, our baby's shifting back to COVID. Our baby's at threat of all this, you know, COVID. Oh, my gosh, this virus with a 99.997% survival rate. Our baby's at risk. So I'm going to go get injected with a vaccine that has absolutely no clinical trials. None. Not one. And yet you have, how are these people out of prison? How is Rochelle Walensky walking around right now? How's Mandy Cohen, her predecessor? How's she walking around right now? Or the person who followed her? How are they walking around when they pimped and hoarded these vaccinations, knowing they knew there was no clinical trials and said that there was? Or they're so inept at their job, which would be culpable negligence, that they pimped these vaccinations without knowing there was no clinical trials. Truly amazing. Go to the next for me. Attorney General Ken Paxton, who should be the AG, not Pam Bondi, knew I'm warning Houston Methodist Hospital over alleged COVID-19 vaccine mandates. I didn't include the date on this. This is about 5 days old. This is still going on. Folks, it's not remotely over. It's not remotely over. If you go to a hospital right now, they'll try to push vaccines on you. And eventually, but Aaron, don't worry, it's voluntary.
Oh, of course.
All right. This is voluntary. You know, he causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on their right hand or on their forehead, and that no one may buy or sell or go to a hospital or trade without the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. That's how it's going to go if you do not rise up and fight. You have to say no. I'm not talking about violence. I'm saying you have to say, you have to do what we did. I'm never closing. I never will. You're the ones violating the Constitution, not me. I am not under Romans 13, some sort of governing, authoritative person. I am governed by a document called the Constitution, but I digress. So Ken Pax, I'm warning Houston Methodist Hospital over alleged COVID-19 vaccine mandates for organ transplant patients. To this day, you have to have COVID-19 vaccination for them to do your organ transplant. Why? Their logic behind it is COVID is so deadly that we don't want to waste an organ on somebody who's going to die of COVID anyway. It's a 99.997% survival rate, 0.1% death rate post-infection. Not 0.1% of the population survives. 0.1% of the infected die. 1/10 of 1% of the infected die. And that's still corrupted data. So it's probably basically statistically 0% chance. So this, that's their logic. Well, we can't waste organs on those who are conspiracy theorists going to die of COVID anyway. Nobody dies of COVID. But yet that's their logic. Texans looking to receive medical care should never be turned away due to an arbitrary COVID-19 vaccine mandate. Imagine that. You can't get it. So you can't get an organ transplant if you didn't get this year's flu shot, which is flu's more deadly than COVID. So ridiculous. And people end up curving their behavior around these ridiculous mandates. It's like watching TikTok and people have to say pew pew instead of gun or unalive because of murder. And everybody gets used to, it's Stockholm syndrome, used to their oppression and their oppressors. And they just bend to their will. Screw them all. All right, Chief Nerd Video. Dr. Bowden, I see patients injured from these COVID shots almost daily. Play for me.
I mean, the problem I have is I see patients injured from these shots almost daily. Yeah. So I'm constantly reminded about the carnage from these shots. So to me, it's like an emergency to pull them off the market. And that stance is not getting any weaker with time. I had a 40-year-old man crying in my office yesterday because of what this has done to his health. And I see that every day. And so it's very frustrating to me that these shots are still on the market. I mean, we have an abundance of data. We have more than enough data to justify pulling them. And any other product would have been pulled a long time ago. So to me, it's an ethical issue and I just don't have any, there's no excuse for it. And so that to me is paramount, that gets taken care of. And since it hasn't happened, I'm very frustrated.
Right. Is it just money? Is that what it comes down to at the end of the day? It just Pfizer and money and these people are making money off of this or what?
Well, I don't know. My gut is that Trump is a true believer and Kennedy can't do it. I don't know. I don't know what I think Kennedy has the power to do it, but if he does it, I guess there's a chance he'll get fired.
Wow.
Which wouldn't be a hard decision on if I were in his shoes, but I guess, I don't know.
Yeah, I believe Houston Methodist is the one that actually tried to get her license taken away. And she's still fighting that. Mary Tyler Bowden, who was certainly not a political activist. Now, here's the thing. Have you ever heard a doctor, this is somebody who sees patients every day, ever in your life saying, I'm seeing vaccine-injured patients every day? And that never has happened. I'm 57 years old. That's never happened in my lifetime. I've never heard one doctor ever say, I'm seeing vaccine-injured patients every day. But that's you want to talk about new normal. That's our new normal now. And the problem is, as I sang Trump's praises earlier, let's just go ahead and say out loud Trump's detriments. As recently he came out and announced, I just got my new COVID shot and my new flu vaccine. So I just got the new COVID and flu vaccine, both mRNA, and you've already seen how great the flu shots are, and neither one of them is clinically tried to this day. No double-blind placebo trial at all, and they're mRNA gene-altering vaccinations. And that's the downside of Trump. Now, the good part about it is he actually allows people to speak about the opposite of what he believes. He believes these vaccines are great. He's out of his freaking mind when it comes to the vaccines. Out of his mind. Go to the next for me. Edward Dowd tweet, perplexed. Read the bottom first. Cancer rates from the Washington Post are climbing among people in their 20s, 30s, and 40s. But while researchers are still working to better understand what could be driving this perplexing risk. Now remember, if you actually were an analytical, honest human being who had an ounce of integrity, you would know, when did this start?
Yep.
Wouldn't you just simply say, when did it start? Because I can tell you when it started. It started in February of 2021. Well, what was rolled out then? The COVID-19 vaccination. And now suddenly people in their 20s, 30s, and 40s no longer have immune systems to fight off cancers. Because they were injected with cancer-causing SB40 to begin with. But while researchers are still working to understand what could be driving this perplexing rise, imagine, number one, being dumb enough to not know what it is, and then if you did know what it was, being such a disingenuous, repulsive human being that you pretend to not know what it was. Experts say there are steps young people can take to help lower the risk. I got a step for you. go on the McAuliffe protocol now and never get vaxxed again. Edward Dowd responds to this article, perplexed, but researchers are still working to better understand what could be driving the perplexing rise. It's a good thing Pfizer bought cancer company Seagen for $43 billion to take advantage of the trend.
Yeah, of course. Lovely.
Oh, so, all right, 1016, that's good. I'll get to the Kirk stuff tomorrow. I shouldn't do vaccine. I should do the Kirk stuff first. I should have done the Kirk stuff first. I can't do the Kirk stuff because if I do, that's another 30 minutes.
Yeah,
but anyway.
Yeah, there's always tomorrow.
All right, Rumble Rants tonight. Just three people, but good amounts of money. Charlie 340, $50. Thank you so much. The one and only Nude Monk, $20. My friend from church, Jules, 21 hours, $10. Thank you guys so much in the rant. Thank you guys so much in the chat. 645 people watching. Let's see how many people. We got a lot of you stick around for the post game. I appreciate it. Stick around for the post game. It is awesome. You'll love every minute of it. Pretty lighthearted. But back here tomorrow night, 9 o'clock. Love you all, and God bless you.